Folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton. You know, last week we had Mr. Bill Dance with us, and Bill was talking about his early days in fishing. We're going to talk to Bill again and talk about his early bass fishing career. Bill, thank you for being with us last week, and thanks for being back today.
Thank you, Luke.
You know, you and my uncle, who was also named Luke, were friends. Back in, I guess, the 60s, my uncle owned Camp Carefree on Horseshoe Lake, not far from Memphis, and that's kind of where you were telling me that you cut your bass fishing teeth, right?
Well, actually, it was in the late 50s. You know, I would I didn't have a boat, and I purchased a outboard motor, and actually, before I even had a motor, you know, I would go over to Luke's place.
Yes, I worked there.
But anyway, Luke had a place called Camp Carefree, and Luke was, I really thought a lot of your uncle, because I would go over there and I'd fish on the pier, and I had a, you know, my casting rod, and my grandmother would take me over there and she'd pack me a lunch, and I would fish along the canal there, and I'd fish up and down around the piers, and one day Luke said, why don't you take one of those boats? He had rental boats. And he said, why don't you take one of those boats and a sculling paddle and get out there and take a boat cushion. That was our life preserver, was a float cushion, you know, a boat cushion.
Yep.
And scull around those. And I said, well, I appreciate it. And so I started doing that. And then wasn't long after that, I got me an outboard motor and a little 10-horse motor. And I started fishing out of Luke's, and Luke wouldn't even charge me for a rental boat. And it wasn't long, I met a fellow over there by the name of Bill McEwen. And Bill McEwen owned a company, a spinnerbait company called Strike King. And he was making Strike King spinnerbaits. And the word Strike King came from another avid bass fisherman over there by the name of Johnny Fowler, named that company, and it came from the word bass or striking. So he just divided the word Strike King, and that's where Johnny Fowler named Strike King. And Bill took that name, and he was a taxidermist part-time and making spinnerbaits and working for American Airlines. Well, I got to know Bill, and Bill started letting me fish with him a little bit and started giving me spinnerbaits. And I learned a lot about shallow water fishing from Bill and Johnny Fowler. But I learned a lot about shallow water fishing, fishing Horseshoe Lake near Hughes, Arkansas. It was a cypress-lined lake. It had deep piers. It had lily pads. But Bill and Johnny taught me so much about seasonal patterns, how to fish summer, fall, and summer, fall, in the spring. Of course, not too much. They didn't fish a lot in the winter, but I went on and fished it through the winter, and I taught myself a lot about winter fishing, trial and error fishing, and I started really crappie fishing, and I was catching bass during the winter months, and I said, well, if I can catch bass fishing for crappie, and I just switched off to strictly bass fishing through the winter and caught bass through the winter months over there. But I learned a whole lot from Bill McEwen, and then Bill, he sold Strike King to Charles Spence years later, and then Charles and I went in business together, and I owned Strike King. Charles and I owned Strike King together there for about a year or so, and then finally I got out of it, sold my interest back to Charles. I actually didn't sell it. I gave him my interest back, and I went on to work for started TV, and then I went on, and that's another story. But anyway, Horseshoe Lake was really my stomping grounds to my future, really.
Bill, you know, in an upcoming segment, I'd love to get you back with us and talk about you were at the cusp of bass fishing when it first started, tournament bass fishing, and in the next upcoming show, we'll get you to talk more about that sometime.
Absolutely, love to.
Well, thank you a lot, Bill. We really do appreciate you being with us.
I appreciate it, Luke. Good to be with you always.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, American Hunting Lease Association, AHuntingLease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, TexasMotorCars.com, Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, Lights.com, New Fletch Archery. With New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.